Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Texter writes on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, Lee, isn't it ironic that you can't protest in China, but China has no problem sending people to protest our government and paying for it?
There you go.
You got to love it, really, yeah. The irony of it.
Yeah.
And you know, you really back off this for a moment when you look at the fact that that Chinese billionaire, who actually is not ethnically Chinese, but he might as well be. He's living in Shanghai. They've made him a billionaire. He's basically propaganda agent for them. And long story anyway. So he's pumping the billions of dollars into the protest on the one hand, right? Protests, again, they'll kill you for doing it in China. You just disappear.
Yeah.
Right, okay. While the Democrats protect the Chinese-funded protesters. These would be the same Democrats that rolled out the red carpet for Xi when he came.
Oh, yeah.
Including, remember that whole boulevard in California lined with people waving those Chinese flags? I'm telling you, watching a merger of the Democrat Party in China. Chinese Communist Party.
Yeah.
They are fellow travelers on a journey to, well, we don't want to find out where. And thankfully, we will not have to, because for now, Trump retains control of the National Guard.
It's amazing how these people that claim their First Amendment rights to protest are always waving the flag of a different country.
I know. Right? Not this one.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the Chinese communist flag, the Palestinian flag, whatever. Just pick a nation, pick an enemy of this country, and they're waving that flag, then claiming their First Amendment right under the U.S. Constitution to be able to do that.
I know. So that's good news that Gavin Newsom and China lost the first round there. And Donald Trump retains the right to control their street.
For now.
Yeah. Thugs. For now. Highly trained street thugs, by the way. Somebody trained these people. If you watch the Portland video on X,
you know, why can't they be trained to do something really useful? You know, we could increase U.S. productivity. You know, wages would increase. I don't know. I guess that would make economic sense.
Well, speaking of making economic sense, I'm glad you brought that up, Lee. Here you go.
Trump's economic policies are actually working, but listen to this. Listen to who they are working for. There's a blue-collar boom happening.
Blue-collar wage growth, the only other time it's been this high, wait for it, was during President Trump's first term.
Uh-huh.
So we've seen real wages for hourly workers, non-supervisory workers, rise almost 2% in the first 5 months. No president has done that before.
No, the only other president who's done it before was Trump. And this was a bigger, faster hike in blue-collar wages.
Further evidence that the Republican Party is now the party of the working man. Well, working person, excuse me. That was a very misogynistic statement there, wasn't it, Tara?
Whoever. Everybody should be working if they want to work. And think about it. This is 40 years of Democrats trifling. As we learn in the Urban Dictionary, trifling means where you try to look like you're doing something, but you're actually failing.
Right.
And you know you're failing and you're fine with it. 40 years of declining wages.
That's a good old Southern phrase.
If you want to see the Bureau of Labor Statistics, there's a chart on, and I retweeted it this week, it's on my X feed, and you can send it to your friends because it really is remarkable. I mean, you go through presidency after presidency after presidency. And the last time there was a blue-collar wage growth of any kind, not as big as Trump's. You know how far back you have to go for that?
Bet you it's a fur piece.
A fur piece, yes, as they say there. Exactly. There in Anderson County.
Yes.
out there. No, Nixon. You got to go back to Nixon.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I remember President Nixon.
Yeah. And you know what the irony is that Biden in total, negative 1.7% decline in blue-collar wages. That is his legacy.
Yeah, that meant wages went down for the working person.
Yes, adjusted for inflation, negative 1.7, right? That's the whole Biden term, okay? Trump, 5 months, reverses that, and wages go up 1.7%. Okay. So that, I mean, that is incredible. That is a 3.4% overall hike over where blue collar workers were, because you had to go back, you know, backwards. That's 5 months. Where are we going to be in 5 years? And again, how did it happen? Well, when you read the headlines, the incredible headlines this week, so many incredible, just earth-shattering headlines have been lost in this whole Iran thing. It's taken up so much oxygen. Yeah. Well, when 1 million illegals leave the workforce and self-deport, they just, bye-bye, good, yeah, okay, well, that's it. That's it. And even the New York, and that was the New York Post number, the New York Times number, and they're using Bureau of Labor Statistics, so they're interpreting them different ways. They even come in at 770,000. This is incredible. What does that tell you? If you can reverse this in 5 months, what does it tell you? Well, it tells you a couple things about growth and that are good. But the important thing that it tells you is that they, our economy, the shiny shoes, the Wall Streeters were using illegal immigration as a tool of theft. And the money was just returned. That's what happened. They were using it to depress wages artificially. And as I've said all the time, Americans, we need to stop talking about this the way the Chamber of Commerce wants us to, because they're talking points from those doing the theft. Illegal immigration is first and foremost a tax evasion scheme. It's a tax evasion scheme. They don't pay the taxes. The people work under the table. The shiny shoes on Wall Street pocket the money. They build themselves a nice new swimming pool in their backyard, and you try to figure out how to pay your bills. Government can't pay its bills. People aren't paying taxes in, and guess what? They print the money, and you get inflation. And Trump is reversing that. He's reversing it. So that is how you get a wage gain that big, and that is why you're seeing the wage gains in the blue collar, because the workforce just shrunk by 1 million people who shouldn't have been here, who were used to artificially depress wages. So this is, Lee, this is just the market readjusting to, hey, we're coming, you know, to lawlessness. We're coming out of a period of lawlessness. We're going back into a period of lawfulness. This is what the wages should have been when they were before they were stolen through
theft.
And
it's letting the free market work instead of government intervention.
Yes. And I said this earlier in the week, and some guy texted me and said, oh, yeah, you know, listening to you, I'm a populist now. I'm not. I'm not a populist. I'm a conservative. I am. And I hate law breaking. And I hate anything that distorts a true capitalistic market. And illegal immigration does that. It creates so many victims along the way. Thousands of dead people on that border. So many women raped. So many people still beholden to the cartels. Afraid mom and dad will be hurt back home if they don't work nights in the cartel factory. I mean, it goes on and on. And also the Wall Street shiny shoes can steal the money, because that's what they're doing. They're stealing it. They're putting money in their pockets. Should go to the federal government. You don't like the tax rate? Then by gosh, you get yourself a lobbyist and you go fix it. No more under the table. And we'll straighten the system out. And that's what you're seeing here. And so many people, including in this audience, you've been fed this lie. It comes from the Chamber of Commerce. I documented it back when I was a columnist for Creative Life Inc. And I saw the beginning of the lie. No, it's Americans are lazy. We need somebody else. Well, the reason you need somebody else is it used to pay $20 an hour in the 80s to work in a chicken processing plant. And now it pays $9 an hour, not adjusted for inflation. Americans aren't going to work for that. They shouldn't have to. They sense inherently that the market has been illegally distorted. You pay them a market wage, you're going to have Americans in the waiting room filling out applications. And Lee, you know how I know that? Oddly, NBC News proved that to me this week.
There you go.
We had that raid in Nebraska on the meat processing plant. And you have the hysterical owner. He's going on NBC every day. The end is nigh. Trump just took 76 of my illegals. I can't operate. And then in the story after that, the NBC story opens, the waiting room is slammed full of people filling out applications. They're Americans. Why is that? Well, I'll complete the sentence. Because everybody knows in that town you don't apply unless you're an illegal. They're not going to hire you. Now you're going to get hired. And guess what? I bet you they're going to get a couple more dollars an hour. And they should. It's market wages. So really great to see all of that happening. By the way, Lee, this is Kevin Hassett on Fox News this morning talking to Kayleigh McEnany about the coming jobs boom for Americans.
They say this is the largest increase of blue-collar wages in nearly 60 years. What do you attribute that to?
The fact is that the Big Beautiful Bill is already having a big, beautiful effect because everybody's onshoring jobs, building factories, making commitments to send trillions of dollars of new investments into the U.S., and they're doing that before the bill is even passed. But we expect that the bill will pass the Senate next week and that it'll be signed by the 4th of July. And when that happens, not only will that momentum continue, but people are going to see a big, big tax cut. So if you get paid time and a half on overtime, then you're going to be taxed on the time, but not the half. If you get tips, then you're not going to be taxed on those tips. If you're a Social Security person who's getting taxed on some income because you're maybe taking an extra job, you're not going to be taxed on that. And so all of this is going to add even more juice into the economy. And so you think right now we're looking at GDP growth for the second quarter about 4%, real wage growth that's unprecedented in 60 years, and that's even before the bill is passed. And finally, you led with all this scaremongering about tariffs. Think about it. While this is going on, inflation right now is lower than it's been in 4 years, and that's by every single measure. And yep. So these people who say the tariffs are going to cause inflation and harm the economy, they got both things wrong.
Amen to that.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Jasmine Crockett says, if you support, by the way, she's the new leading light of the Democrat Party. Hates America, hates you. Hates that you don't hate America, so she's perfect. Jasmine Crockett says, if you support Trump, you're mentally ill. Oh, that's a basic spending message. Yeah, that'll do it. Essentially what she's saying here is, if you don't agree with me, you're mentally ill. Again, not a way to bring new people into the fold, but hey, let them try it. Here she is.
Anybody that supports it is also sick. We've got a mental health crisis in this country because everyone, no matter how you affiliate yourself, should be against Trump.
And the logic there? Okay. Let's use real math and see if she's right. We're going to use only liberal pollsters, okay? Because there's a very documented incident. Look, folks, on this show, we are all for the cure, okay? We want to cure liberal mental illness. And we are convinced liberalism is a mental illness for many. Something documented by Pew polling back in 2020. Who has the most mental health problems? Self-admitted. Self-reported to Gallup. Self-reported at Pew. Liberal women. And at an astonishing rate, folks. This is a true crisis. You want a crisis. They get like one of those ribbons for your car. I mean, I know the yellow one's already taken. What should we do? Should we have like a rainbow ribbon or something? I don't know. Because that's like, what, their flag? They always have a rainbow flag, but never the American flag. Anyway, Pew found, when they asked, do you have a diagnosed mental problem, the group in America with the highest, at the highest rate, liberal women, like Jasmine Crockett, ironically. And it's not by a little bit. 50% of a liberal women say, yeah, my doctor did kind of diagnose me as being mental, but I'm the one who should tell you how to live your life. Yeah, me, definitely me. And anyone who disagrees with me is mental. Yeah, says everyone who's ever been mentally ill. They always think that everybody else is crazy and they're sane, right? So it makes sense. Okay, liberals, 50%. Conservative women, what is their mental illness rate? Self-described, they have been diagnosed with some kind of mental illness. Could just be depression or could be all the way on up to, like, you know, schizophrenia, something like that. 20%. What about liberal men? 30% of them are mental, self-admitted. So you know it's probably higher. What about conservative men? Oh, you're going to love this. The single sanest group in our society. Just 14% say they have had a mental health diagnosis. So wait, let's stack this up, because it's actually kind of interesting. Who's the most sane and who's the least sane? And again, this is Pew's polling. This is not a conservative pollster. Most sane people in our society, survey says, conservative men, just 14% self-reported mental illness rate. Number two, moderate men, 18%, self-described moderate men, 18% self-reported mental illness rate. Number three, most sane group in society, conservative women at 20% self-described mental illness rate. Number four, most sane group in America is documented by Pew. Moderate women, 30% mental illness rate. Most insane group in America, it's not even close. By the way, it's actually not 50, it's 52%. Liberal women. Second most insane group in the United States of America, liberal men, coming in a little over 31%. So, what did you have to say again? Jasmine, you were yapping about something.
Anybody that supports it is also sick. We've got a mental health crisis in this country because everyone, no matter how you affiliate yourself, should be against Trump.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I truly believe, in all seriousness, that because when you're mentally ill and you're angry and you're unhappy, you're going to gravitate to the party or the message, whether it's political or not, that is full of hate, because it reflects your anger, your hate, and your frustration with the world around you. And you're struggling. I mean, I don't want anybody to struggle. I mean, we here on the Tara Show, we are constantly looking for the cure. We are hoping for the cure. And it is definitely not for Antifa to surround ICE buildings and try to burn them down. That's not the cure. You know what's really crazy, though? Second poll overnight. Second poll. And this one done by Nate Silver, a liberal pollster. He used to poll for the Washington Post. Now he's out on his own, but he's a noted liberal. Very celebrated on the left. Who are the happiest people in society? He hates to admit this, and he admits that he hates to admit this. Conservatives. Well, yeah, they're the least mental, so that helps. He writes in this post yesterday, here's an attempt at a deeper dive at understanding why conservatives are so much happier than liberals. Why do you, by the way, think conservatives are so much happier than liberals? And look, folks, even moderates are so much happier than liberals, and they're less mental. You can literally track the propensity of somebody to be a liberal by first checking their mental illness level, self-described. But anyway, he says, here's an attempt. If you want to see this tweet, it's on my X feed. Here's an attempt at a deeper dive at understanding why conservatives are so much happier than liberals. Mostly looking at how persistent the gap is in survey data. And you know what is amazing? He's showing this. Men, women, white, black, Hispanic, Asian, course of generation from Gen Z to the silent generation, across all education levels, liberals are the least happy people. Conservatives are the most happy people. So folks, there's something else going on here besides how much money you have and how, you know, what you've attained in life and your education level and all of that. Overall, happiness level out of 100, conservatives, and 100 being the best, 0 being the worst, overall put themselves at a 68, liberals overall a 53. With a much higher mental illness rate. What is up with that? I can't wait to read the text line on this one, because you guys, you are so profound on things like this. You always teach me something and come up with something that I hadn't thought of. 800-905-0989. By the way, the final hour of the show today, it is Friday, so you're going to do the show. You want to call me then too, 800-905-0989, or just text me on the text line, which is the same number, 800-905-0989. A couple of early entries, folks. The further you get away from God, the closer you are to depression. Yes, that's true. I've experienced that in my own life. Another texter writes, more likely to be Christian, thus more likely to be happy. It does take a load off your shoulders. And texter writes, oh, this is on another subject. Americans could choose to stop buying Chinese products. I have.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Parents, another learning lesson here. Grandparents, anyone who loves a child. See this? Lee was just talking about it in the news. I talked about it a bit yesterday. This upstate Taekwondo instructor, 50 years worth of teaching kids. He's 74. Just charged with 5 child sex conduct charges. Authorities say they think there will be, they plan, I should say, to add additional charges. There are more victims. Jimmy Anderson, arrested, booked into the Greenville County Detention Center, no bond. Ran SOC Taekwondo in Greer. They're saying there's a lot of victims out there. Allegedly, we have to say allegedly because he is not convicted of anything. Here is one of his victims, Jill Corbin. I want you to hear this. She was abused by him 39 years ago. She's not the only victim. She was just the first to come forward. Catch one thing in here. When he abused her, why? When? It was when her parents left her alone with him for special private lessons.
I have kept your secret for 39 years of my life, 39 years of feeling ashamed, guilty, dirty, unlovable, terrified, and responsible.
39 agonizing years described by Jill Corbin. She says she's a survivor of an upstate man's sexual abuse.
I pray he will never be allowed to hurt another child.
Jimmy Anderson, the owner of SOC Taekwondo in Greer, was arrested Wednesday, accused of several child sexual abuse charges. Corbin says she was the first person to notify police. She shared an open letter with us addressed to Anderson, who she says gave her private self-defense classes in spring 1986.
From the very first lesson, you began grooming me for what was ahead. Instead of doing your job and teaching me to feel safe,
you know what's interesting about this? Rock star cheer and dance, now defunct because of the widespread sexual abuse by several coaches, which is what made it so unique. Usually there's just one. Massive lawsuits, huge national story, still ongoing. You know what the most interesting thing to me about that was? Same MO. Who were the kids who got abused? The ones whose parents did two things. Number one, left them alone with the coaches. Number two, left them alone on trips with the coaches. The key word there is alone. It used to be my mom, because it's what everybody did. My mom dropped me off for dance lessons and all the lessons I had, because that's just what she did. You don't do that anymore. We don't do that. We don't leave our kids anywhere, not alone. That's the threat. I'm really passionate about this issue because as an investigative reporter, it was one of the really coolest pieces I did. It spent almost a year on it. I got permission. I had to get permission from everyone in the group. I went to sex offender counseling every week, court ordered. So if you were convicted, you had to go to this counseling group. And I had to get the permission of everyone in it. There was 30 people in it. And then they broke it into two of like 15 each because it got too big. And I went to their sessions. And I sat there and I wasn't allowed to use anybody's name. I had to protect their identities, to get permission of the psychologist running it. And the idea was to study them and to hear them and to understand how they target people and what they do. Not a one of them wanted to be there. They were court ordered. And boy, did I learn a lot. These guys would date women to get close to their kids. They'd have two or three women going to see which one they had a better shot with. Just to get to her kids. They would pre-meet these women. They'd scope them out online, the kids. And one of the things that was the wildest to me that I'll just leave you with here, and this is why you don't leave your kids alone with anybody. Watch The Nicest Guy. These people had the best developed social skill sets I've ever seen. And something happened to me. I hate a sex offender. And some of them were who you would think they would be, the creepy guy in the raincoat. A couple of rapists in there. Still freak me out to this day. They'd give you the bad vibes. Most of them didn't. And I found myself starting to like them as I got to know them. It was on the edges. It wasn't, you know, straight up. And one of the most instructive things to me, because I pursued this because I'm passionate about protecting children from monsters like this. And I turned the first draft of my story in to my very liberal editor, who was not a Law and Order guy. And I thought he was going to think it was great because it was a good story. And he came to me and he said, you need to rewrite this. I'm like, what? What's wrong? And he said, it's too friendly. He's like, you're too sympathetic. I'm like, what's sympathetic? What are you talking about? The tone is wrong, he said. They had gotten to me. And I went back and read it critically. And I went, you're right. These are monsters. The tone was too simple. Why? Because they had gone to work on me. That is how good. And they weren't trying to get anything from me. But that's how good that you, when you are trying to get close to kids like this, you develop, I mean, you're talking full on Dale Carnegie, okay? You develop one heck of a set of social skills. And I've often said since then, if these guys took that and applied it to sales, every one of them would be a millionaire. In fact, some of them were. One of the guys, I never forget this guy. He'd get in his brand new cherry red Mercedes convertible and drive out to the Piper Glen golf course when he was done. He owned multiple dealerships, bunch of businesses, super rich. He abused every girl in his family. Cousins, granddaughters, granddaughters, friends. He went right through the family. One of the most charming individuals you'll ever meet, which is why he was so successful in business. You meet him, you're going to love that guy. You will never see him coming. So, the nicest person. Oh, and watch those Christians. These guys, by the way, that's one of their tactics. They will embed themselves in churches because other people think, well, he's in a church. He can't be bad. Oh, that's the one you need to watch. And they would talk about their tactics very openly, right? Because it's counseling. They'd talk about their tactics. They'd go straight for churches anywhere there were kids. Nicest people you ever want to meet. You like them immediately. A lot of them are going to get right by you. Don't leave your kids alone. So when you have a practice, guess what? You're going to sit there and play the solitaire game. You're going to get work done, but you're going to sit there because those were the kids that were not abused in the rock star cheer scandal, the ones whose moms were sitting there. Too much trouble. They're going to move on to the most vulnerable target. And I was fascinated by them, absolutely fascinated by those men. And I learned a lot from them, and they were not who I thought they would be at all. And I rewrote that article, and I won an award for it. That's how good they are. So just a kind of cautionary tale, I don't want to give you a lecture this morning, but just take away from this, how does a guy like that get away with this for 50 years? That's how. They're very good at what they do. See, this is what I'm talking about. Text your rights in the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. This is about the Taekwondo instructor charged with abusing multiple children, Jimmy Anderson, Greer Taekwondo. Text your rights, hey, Tira, Jimmy has been a close family friend and taught my son. I'm absolutely stunned by this charge. That's it. That's it right there. That's what I'm talking about. You don't see them coming. Everybody thinks the sex offender is going to be the creepy dude. And it is you want to spot them? The most socially skilled person who works with kids, often in a volunteer capacity or a low paid capacity. Watch that one. The one you like the most. Watch that one. I learned that firsthand. Sex offender. I did a year of sex offender counseling. You know what the other thing that was kind of scary about sex offender counseling? You ever been to AA? Anybody who has, or if you know about that system, Alcoholics Anonymous. That's what sex offender counseling is. You know how they say in Alcoholics Anonymous, I'm always, I am an addict. I will always be an addict. They're addicts. So half of sex offender counseling is a bunch of whining and complaining about how hard it is to be on the sex offender watch list because you get terrorized by your neighbors, and rightfully so. You'll get hate letters. Everybody looks you up. They know who you are. It's a very hard way to live. The other half of sex offender counseling is them trying to resist children. In other words, like you or I, if we went through counseling for alcohol or drug abuse, we, you know, okay, stay away from the bar. No, you can't go to the cookout. There'll be alcohol there. That's how they are with kids. My point is, you can't cure their addiction to children with counseling. It never goes away. The best they can do is try to stay strong with weekly meetings with others like them so that they can take themselves out of situations that have children. And they struggle. They struggle with it. They have to fight it every day. They get around kids, it's over. It's going to go badly. Texter writes, hey, Tara, my daughter went to Rockstar Cheer. We had no idea anything bad was going on. We had a great experience in an undefeated season. She was 10 and I was always there. Very sad. Yes, that's why she wasn't abused. Because you were there. Texter writes, hey, Tara, as a retired law enforcement officer and a master's in adult mental health, I can tell you that no amount of counseling will ever change sex offenders' behavior. There are two options, life in prison or death. Yes, unfortunately, we turned some of them loose. And they end up in that counseling. Texter writes, Tara, I had to go to an AA meeting to observe for nursing. It was crazy. These stories were crazy, but walked out feeling bad for them. Yes, as they're trying to resist their addiction. Texter writes, hey, Tara, they need to have a court order having them to remove their, I just think you got to lock them up. I don't know what else to do with them. There's just nothing else you could do with them. And I came away convinced of that. Texter writes, yes, sexually abusing children should be a capital crime. We don't protect our children. Not near enough.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.